This is Akashvani. The news read by Anucha Kumar. Union Cabinet today approved Gobar Dhan, the National Circular Bioenergy Scheme, with a total outlay of 23,731 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this will create 1.5 lakh jobs. Gobar Dhan marks a defining moment in India's clean energy journey. It will transform the country's abundant agricultural residue, cattle dung, press mud, municipal organic waste and other biomass resources into clean fuel, organic manure, rural income and national economic value. The scheme will be implemented from 2026-27 to 2035-36 and will establish compressed biogas as a major pillar of India's future energy mix. The scheme aims to increase domestic compressed biogas production nearly tenfold, mobilize large-scale private investment and create a vibrant circular bioeconomy across the country. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs also approved construction of four-lane highway from Baihata Chariali near Guwahati to Tezpur along NH-15 in Assam with a total project length of 135.87 kilometers worth over 8,970 crore rupees. The project will be developed on built-operate-transfer toll mode. The project envisages construction of an emergency landing facility in Tezpur Bypass, which has been finalized in coordination with the Indian Air Force. The project includes construction of five major bypasses of 58.7 kilometers, which will ease congestion on stretches passing through densely populated areas. The Lok Sabha has passed the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, the Income Tax Act 2025, and the Finance Act 2026. The bill will replace the Income Tax Amendment Ordinance 2026, which was promulgated on 5th of June this year. The bill further exempts foreign institutional investors and the Bank for International Settlements from paying income tax on interest earned on investments in government securities. The exemption will apply to income arising on or after 1st of April this year. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill when the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment. The bill was passed amid din without any discussion, amid repeated disruptions by opposition members over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over NEET paper leak issue. Amid uproar, the lower house gave its nod to extend the time for the presentation of the report of the Joint Committee on the Viksit Bharat Siksha Adhishthan Bill 2025 up to the last week of the winter session later this year. Following the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned for the day. The Parliament has passed the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after a discussion. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. When the House assembled at 2:45 p.m. after the second adjournment, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill for consideration and return. It provides for the authorization of the appropriation of money from the Consolidated Fund of India to meet amounts spent on certain services during the financial year ended on the 31st of March 2023 in excess of the amounts granted for those services for that year. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said that the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has crossed 50 lakh beneficiary households in India. Addressing the CII International Energy Conference and exhibition in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that currently 19 lakh households are receiving zero electricity bills. The Bombay High Court today sentenced former Tehelka editor Tarun Tejpal to 10 years rigorous imprisonment in the 2013 sexual assault case involving a former junior colleague. The court also imposed a fine of 10,21,000 rupees on Tejpal, which would be paid to the victim. Indian javelin throwers Ashish Yadav and T. Dharanidharan, along with discus thrower Amanat Kamboj, secured places in the final rounds of their respective events at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in Eugene, USA. The finals will be played on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.